The latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. The Obama administration is encouraging states that are strapped for cash to put children first by taking advantage of the president's preschool for all plan, which gives states incentives to expand funding for
the investments have payoff. There are the funds that need to be looked at. Should be the last.
There may be more to this than those who are supposed to be breathing. I'm not worrying on my TV. What is important is that there may not be more to this.
Employees want to work in home life. We believe that a happy employee employee is a great employee. That's where we offer great benefits packages that have immediate health benefits, vacation every 6 months, 401k plans to be matched, competitive pay rates, and we also have, including our wellness plan, an on-site hospice and on-site fitness center.
And how can people apply?
They can use our job hotline at 1-800-210-6269. Visit us online at emphasisinjobs.com and apply there.
I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, obstruct it, divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're here on Monday. Everybody look out. Is there any estrogen in the room today?
No, it's surprisingly fresh in here.
We don't. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff Sticks, Ben in the air chair today. You over there, Ben?
I'm here.
You over there, Sticks?
Can you hear me now?
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you're here.
Now I hear you. And we are here talking about what's on your mind and giving you a little bit of what's on our mind as well. Here on WSOM 600 AM at 7 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. We hope your lunchtime is going great. Hope you're having a great start of the work week with all the craziness going on out there. Now, I just heard something over the news that just completely floored me.
Yes, the Browns have been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs already.
Here we go. Here we go.
Steve's season hasn't even started. Yeah, what'd you hear?
We have a first-round draft pick for 2014, though, so leave us alone.
Okay.
Hey, check it out. They said people are getting surgery so that their arms look like Michelle Obama's arms.
What, hairy?
Look, I don't think she has hairy arms, but my point is this. If I was a girl and I changed and tried to get surgery so my arms could look like her arms.
You got a problem.
Please take my gun and shoot me with it, okay?
Yeah.
Take my gun and shoot me. Oh, my God. I can't believe anything like that. That's just ridiculous.
Well, it's fashion.
Well, it just goes to how shallow our society is.
Oh, well, I'll say,
I mean, you know, our preacher in his sermon yesterday was talking about you walk into any checkout line in any grocery store in the area and you look at the magazines and the people that we appreciate are what our grandparents would have considered deviants.
Right.
I never even thought about that, but yeah.
I guess you're right.
I mean, can you imagine your grandmother thinking that Kim Kardashian was a role model?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I can just imagine. In fact, she turned over in her grave when you just said that.
Well,
there's no doubt about it.
What gets me is Barack, Mrs. Obama was saying that she wanted her kids to be like Beyonce. That was the clincher.
Yeah, running around stage half naked.
Yeah, it's not only that, getting into the craziness. Now, she's a beautiful girl. She's a talented girl. But here's the bottom line. Beyonce is probably about as dumb as a box of rocks. And she doesn't have much sense. I don't want my daughter to be like Beyonce. I want my daughter to be like Condoleezza Rice. Okay?
There you go.
If she's going to have a black role modelist, I wanted to be Condoleezza.
One of the most respected women in the world.
Right. And one of the smartest women in the world.
And a very classy lady, I might add.
That's my
very
point.
Classy.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. You don't see no nastiness or filthiness associated with Condoleezza.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And we're not dissing on Beyonce right now.
No,
there's just a lot better role models out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
And Jeff, Condoleezza's from down south. She knows what bless your heart really means.
There you go. Such a little heart.
That's right. Down south, if somebody says bless your heart, that means you're just stupid.
Just plain stupid in the Cracker Barrel thing with the little game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's going on, you guys?
I bought a tank this weekend.
You bought a what?
I bought a tank.
A tank?
I sure did.
A Abrams?
No, Sherman.
50 caliber.
Actually, Cub Cadet.
50 caliber.
No.
Oh, well. Actually, now what you telling me for? I want to shoot it, man.
No, I bought a Cub Cadet tank.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to go deer hunting down on your property or something.
No, I'm looking at a howitzer.
Yeah. There's a deer 1.5 miles away. Oh, that's in range.
Yeah. You ever see that YouTube video? There's two Marine snipers home on leave going deer hunting someplace.
No,
it's like a 5-minute YouTube video. They show this shot, and it's through the spotter scope, and they drop this deer, and then they pan back, and it's like a 1,200-yard shot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
What kind of round were they using? What kind of round? It doesn't say.
It didn't say. I'm guessing 308.
308. I just called that the AT&T round. Reach out and touch someone. You don't have to ask, are you there yet?
That's right.
Okay, you're gonna get stupid man jokes here today, everybody. So you just get prepared, because we're gonna do our thing while Tracy's not here. So now she walks in here and you hear gunfire, you know what happened, okay?
Oh man, we are in so much trouble if she's listening.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we are so hit. In fact, we won't be able to do anything again. But anyway, I had a real interesting week. I had a guy actually tell me, and this is a very well-off person, and very, very astute business person, blah, 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 that asked me why I was a Republican. And I couldn't believe that they asked me that question, why I was. And they went to telling me how terrible the Republicans want to treat me. They want to stop me from vote. I don't know any Republicans that have tried to stop me from vote. In fact, all the Republicans I know.
Well, Jeff, you got to realize it's not that we Republicans try to stop you from voting. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't let you vote 5 or 6 times.
Oh, that's it.
See, that's what he was talking about.
Well, I want to vote more than one time.
Well, you got to be a Democrat for that.
Oh.
And live in Chicago.
And be dead.
Oh, I don't have to know. You don't live in Chicago. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to live in Chicago no more. Right here in Ohio.
Yep.
They got the lady right up in
Cleveland. Yeah.
What, so? And, you know, 12 times or something?
Yeah, and she was on the Board of Elections, which really makes it kind of interesting, you know.
Hey, man. Vote early and often.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's where we need those AT&T guys to come in. One bullet, one vote.
I hate to say it, but purple fingers worked really well in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
You know, you weren't getting a second vote if you already had a purple finger.
That's right.
I mean, yeah.
And it was indelible ink. It didn't come off for several days.
That makes a lot of sense. So, and you know all the red ink there is down in D.C. I mean, it should be easy to get a hold of some.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how we're funding this mess is. If we actually had to raise taxes to cover what we're spending, there'd be riots in the streets.
Riots in the streets? You wouldn't even be able to afford a riot. You couldn't afford it.
Yeah, you couldn't afford the gas to get there.
No. You'd have to walk, and by that time, you'd be falling out from malnutrition because there's no food left.
I'm not a smoker, but, you know, the difference between a pack of cigarettes in Ohio and a pack of cigarettes in Pennsylvania is unbelievable because, you know, Pennsylvania is a commonwealth.
They can raise taxes at any moment.
Their cigarettes are like close to $8 a pack over there. We're $5 a pack over here.
president wants to throw another buck on him.
But I have no problem with that because, you know, like I said, I'm not a smoker, but
yeah, but what about it hurting all the poor people?
Maybe someone will stop smoking and be healthier.
Well,
I don't see
because
that
that's the thing. I mean, I saw a thing this weekend on the Business Channel about cigarette tax is one of the most regressive taxes there is because rich people don't smoke.
Not rich people don't smoke anything legal.
Well, rich people don't smoke tobacco then. All right.
Yeah, we'll just go there.
Very interesting.
Yeah, you know, the 20,000 a year and under crowd makes up the majority of cigarette smokers in this country.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, no. Yeah, it does.
Let's tax the poor.
Yeah, it does. Well, everything's a tax on the poor. They just don't realize it.
Well, once they raise that minimum wage, everybody will be able to afford a pack of cigarettes, doggone it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
So how high is the cost of having your grass cut got to get before you quit having hiring somebody to
God.
Do it?
I'm there now, and I can't afford it. I need my grass cut.
That's why I just bought that mower this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking in a couple of weeks to do this because I can't do it anymore.
Well, you know, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to argue that hey, you just helped the economy by buying a mower made in Japan.
actually, it's got a cat diesel in it.
Oh, so that was made in America.
Yep.
Oh,
the rest of the parts came from Japan.
Probably.
So you got a tractor.
Well, it's model's called the Tank. It's a commercial zero turn Cub Cadet. It's
okay.
Got a 28 horse Caterpillar diesel on it.
Mm-hmm. With the arms?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I cut that 3.25 acres in about an hour and a half.
And it also has a side saddle for the rifle.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That deer hunting while you're out there cutting your lawn.
Yeah.
It's got twin 50s mounted on the mower deck.
That's for trespassers.
Yeah.
Foreign trespassers.
I need to get a .22 rifle because I got some groundhogs to take care of.
With some birdshot.
Are you allowed to shoot out there where you live?
No.
You know,
it's
a guy.
It's not in my house. It's at my.
Oh, okay. Well, a guy.
It's out in the country. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, it's out in the country.
It's out in the country.
Well, a guy that should remain nameless in Salem told me, if you want to get rid of groundhogs in town, take a .22 short and put a baby bottle nipple over the end of the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll poof.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, short. Yeah, they have subsonic rounds, too, now, for the .22.
Yeah.
How does that, I mean...
The subsonic round, it sounds like literally your farts louder.
Like an air rifle.
But what you were just saying, though, I'm not understanding.
Well, if you don't want noise from a gun shot,
okay.
You there's ways to get around it.
Ah, okay.
See, .22 they make birdshot
and shorts.
They make long rifle and short.
Short rifle, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And they also make subsonic rounds for both.
Right.
Which means it's not breaking
the sound barrier, so you're not getting that crack.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is the house right here. That's the house where I got it.
Oh,
right over
nice.
There. Yeah, right over there.
For our viewing audience, they can see.
Yeah.
But for our listening audience, it's in the country.
So when you get him, you can cook him up and eat him?
Not I, said the cat.
Young groundhog ain't bad.
I had a couple young. I trapped two young ones, but they just wouldn't go. I mean, they built a condo there. So, I mean, it's like, they don't want to go.
It's almost just like HUD.
Yeah. Section
squatters.
Squatters.
Section A for varmints. Actually, I don't know what the difference is between that and HUD.
There is no difference because they're nuisances, both of them.
Yeah.
Man, honestly, we're in trouble.
Right? We're in trouble.
Yeah.
I can tell the ladies and gentlemen, we are so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, no, we're not. But anyway, we're going to continue on anyway. But that's the place. So you need to show me the. I need a .22. So somebody help me out.
Well, we'll take
that. Okay.
Buckeye Firearms.
Yeah.
Buckeye Firearms.
They're good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Take your class off of them too. They got.
I already
good,
did a class.
Concealed and carry class and.
Yeah.
They're pretty fair on their prices,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the people that do the training, actually.
Yeah.
They come out and hear my band every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, go ahead.
So, at what point is a conspiracy theory no longer a theory?
When it is all the way out in the open, like I was telling people that things were going to be in within the next 2 months ago.
Well, you guys still haven't convinced me that the Nazis were killing Jews.
I too read the Journal of the Learned Council of Zion or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't read that? Neither have I.
No.
Well, Mr. Ahmadinejad, I will tell you.
And there are, yeah, that's right. There are no homosexuals in Iran either.
Yeah, they're all in the NBA now. Whole new definition to the word ball hog.
You know that's true now. You know that's true. They got an NBA player that has come out and talked about how gay he was.
How gay he was. Wait, you mean
he's no longer gay? What is he saying?
South Carolina wants you to check the queue.
I'm looking at the queue. What's he talking about? No, uh-oh. We're not picking you up yet, man. You.
We got to wait till we get our first break. Then.
Yeah. You were in there, but what makes you think we want to pick you up right now?
Well, you know what? He's probably had to get here, too, without Tracy.
He's going to tell on us.
He's probably texting her right now.
It's only been 17 minutes, and you guys are off the chain, man.
What? We are
gracious.
Well, no, it's not we're off the chain. We are unchained.
Do you think that we are animals or something,
Sal? She does not have our shock collars on today.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
See, we hold the buzzer today, not her.
Wait a minute. You can't do it. No, we got to pay bills, man.
This is what happens when you let the insane run the asylum.
That's right. We're going to be back with our Southern Liberation Group here in just a minute after we pay some bills. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Guys in the chair, we will be right.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And quit calling me Shirley. Once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff, what kind of look is that on your face?
Well, me? I'm just...
Ben and Sticks in the air chair, and we have our Southern Liberation Group front on as well, South Carolina. South Carolina, we're all going to get killed, so we might as well live dangerously now. And so what you got to say, whatever it is, you can say it because it's open line, right? We had a gay basketball player came out, and he was wondering why did he come out? Well, because he was sick of the routine of just working on and dedicating himself to making it the next season.
Oh, so if he's gay, can he get a pass?
Now, just like this. How does he now ever check a guy in the NBA without getting punched? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Hey,
he put his hands on me. I was like,
well, you know, I knew he was gay because every time he got patted on the rear end, he smiled.
Oh, boy.
Look, Ben, come on now. Y'all know you're going to get smacked in the back of the head by Tracy, right?
We're done, man. We're done. It's more than that. When she comes back this time, she's going to just start firing.
Yeah.
Hey, South, what did you think of that dust-up Friday night at the Nationwide race?
Oh, man. I don't know what to
the
say.
The thing is over. They're still fighting.
Yeah. You know.
Trailer to trailer.
That's a part of NASCAR, man. I mean, you guys don't remember, you know, Cale Yarborough and I think it was Cale Yarborough and Bobby Allison going out in the infield at Darlington?
Set it up, y'all, because nobody knows.
Oh, well, the 78 Daytona 500, the last lap.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Allison ran into Cale Yarborough, I believe.
Right.
And they ended up in the infield in a fist fight, and one hit the other in the face with his helmet.
So you're
broke
telling
his nose.
You bought tickets to a race and a boxing match broke out.
Something like
that. Yeah, well, that's hockey then.
That's right.
Yeah, now I understand it.
Two sports in one.
Yes, hockey, yeah. See, now I like hockey for that reason. You go to a hockey game and a fight breaks out.
That's it.
You know.
You're talking about a difference in first place and 15th place of about, you know, $40,000 to $60,000. So, yeah, you fight over that.
Well, you know what? Why don't they just do a demolition derby and call it? That'd be fun.
No. I would imagine.
Yeah, like after they get done with the race, they can all crash their cars in the middle of the arena.
You can't crash at 200 miles an hour in a demolition derby. You can only do it at 40, 50, you 50. Know, something like that. Yeah. It's not quite as exciting.
But you know what? Honestly, you know, they say that they developed NASCAR to advance technology in the auto industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if they advanced the Derby, they can advance technology in the safety industry. It does make sense.
Well,
you know?
I see that.
We can have new types of safety devices on these cars. Not we don't have enough right now that we're plugged in, tuned on, taped down, and airbagged up. I mean, it's almost, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you look at some of those wrecks, Michael Waltrip's wreck, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago at Bristol was the one. They literally pulled the pieces of the car from around his seat, and he stood up and walked out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing the technology that goes into the safety.
Well,
there was a head-on crash right here in town, 224. And, I mean, everybody, no lives were lost as of yet. One's still in critical condition. But
I saw that.
You see, there's nothing left of that car. It was amazing.
Yeah, I saw
it. It was absolutely amazing that the person, there was no fatalities at the scene there.
Wow.
So, keep them in our prayers and let's hope they're all right. And
well, thank God that the one thing we do have, between the free nations, and if anybody could understand this, the free nations are your number one producers of technology. No matter what, we produce more than not just the United States. I'm talking about any free nation, United States, Israel.
Democracy.
Yeah, kind of democracy where you have a freedom.
Free market economy.
Right, and open markets. You have the ability for somebody to create a way to make money. And you have these people.
Yeah, I mean, all these new vans out of China today are amazing.
Go ahead, Tommy. Yeah, your phone is like over. You're over modulating or something. I don't know if you got a Bluetooth.
Get off that Bluetooth. Come on. Get that landline.
A little bit cleaner, I think. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in the socialist nation, they just sit around and do what socialists do, sit around and wait and steal it from everybody else.
Well, this is
technology
true.
That is.
This is
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The company my brother-in-law works for, they're constantly finding Chinese companies that are they're coming over here. They buy their product, take it back there, reverse engineer it.
And they still can't make it correctly.
No.
Yeah. No, that happens all the time.
Oh yeah, they use wood chips and glue for brake pads, and then sell them here.
Yeah. Hey, well, look, how about the dog food they reversed engineered, made from cyanide? Jeez,
yeah.
Oh man, how many dogs did they kill in America with that bad food they made?
Well, how about the mercury?
Yeah. I don't think they're poisoning their dogs.
Lead-based paint?
I think they raise them in herds.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why they make the dog food over there. They don't feed them. They are food.
They are food.
You know, that's why they send it over here. But, I mean, you know, all that dog food that came over, that was, what, 5-6 years ago?
Lassie brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sorry. I'm not with it. I'm not eating nobody's dog.
But you know what socialist countries are very good at creating?
Problems.
Organized crime.
Yeah.
That's why the Russian mafia is so strong.
Oh, of course.
Because they survived. Go ahead.
Speaking of socialism and organized crime, looks like the union is putting the screws to the president on that pipeline deal. They're wanting it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
They're wanting it, yeah.
Hey.
Now, the only reason why you have that pipeline deal not working. And let's check everybody's aptitude here for the truth. Why are we not building that pipeline?
Because Warren Buffett wants to keep moving it.
No. It has nothing to do with environmentalists. He can give a flip about environmentalists.
Because Warren Buffett wants to keep moving that oil on his trains.
That's right. Well, ding, 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 ding.
And there's, you know, but that all may backfire. For the simple fact that, you know, here in the Midwest or Ohio, whatever you want to call us, we found so much gas, so much oil here, natural gas and oil here, right under our feet, close to the surface. So it's not that expensive to extract from the earth.
We're not going to use ours yet.
Yeah, but when we do, we may just develop our own refineries here. When's the last time the United States built a new refinery?
70.
30 years.
Yeah.
70-something, yeah.
So now there's a group of investors looking at building one right in the county south of us along the Ohio River.
Well, they're already building. They're already building that cracking plant.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for processing natural gas.
Yes, right.
And they're talking about putting that other one in PA on the Ohio River.
Right. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it may backfire because let's face it, you cannot stop progress. You're not going to stop people. Smart people are going to figure out how to make money, whether or not.
Well, what is the stupidest thing is the safest way to move oil safest way to move any liquid is on a pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, pipelines don't derail.
Right. How many accidents did they have at the Alaskan pipeline?
Very seldom. I mean,
they get
some leaks here.
Well, you get morons that shoot holes in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do corrode and bust. But the thing is, at what cost do you do it to not do it? What is it going to be when you don't provide the cheaper energy for getting out of the trouble we're in? We are in a huge debacle monetarily in this country. And business and the economy are not moving.
Well, it's moving, but it's backwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's moving backwards. But you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would you not release this? What he's done is it's just like you see a thing full of animals that you want to catch.
Define he.
The president.
Okay.
And his
ilk.
Yeah. They've created traps around a group of animals, and they want those animals to now move so they can catch them in their traps and they can skin them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing with the economy. They've put all of these constraints on business. They put all these constraints through health care, through all these different things that have all these billions of dollars and trillions of dollars of tax increases in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now what they're going to do is they're going to try to make you not be able to wait it out anymore. You're going to go do business, and then they're going to skin your life. And these businesses aren't going for it.
Well, they keep creating more taxes and more regulation. They passed this internet tax thing. You are going to see literally thousands of small businesses go out of business.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because there's no way. Like, I've got a friend over in North Canton, and she makes and sells designer soap on the internet.
Uh-huh.
There is no way that she can keep track of 8,000 different tax districts or whatever it is. There's just no way. Because
they'll probably come up with one flat tax program and or, you know, there's computer programs too. You know,
yeah,
that.
But how is she going to know? For example,
yeah, it'll be a flat tax.
No, it's a sales tax though.
Yeah, so it'll be a flat
tax. Okay,
sales
Ben,
tax.
For example, I have an address. I have a Salem address.
Mm-hmm.
I do not live inside the city limits of Salem. So if I buy something on the internet, am I going to get charged Salem City income
No.
Salem City? Will I get charged Salem City sales tax
of? How they'll do that is they'll make the vendor responsible for paying the sales tax, just like it is.
But how's he going to know what tax I should have to pay?
No, it won't be.
They'll be either taxed upon where the business is from. Okay, like they do now when you buy something over the television, it's free unless you buy it and they're in the same state that you're buying it from.
Right.
You got to pay that state sales tax. So it'll be the same way.
That's not what I'm reading. It's not what I'm hearing.
It's not what they're doing right this second, but it's the only way around
it.
Here's the problem with that. See, once again, you know, just like you buy something over the television, so what will happen, okay, is everybody that has an internet site, we'll have an 800 number. You're going to call that 800 number, and you're going to be able to avoid sales tax that way because you're going to be purchasing it over the line, over a phone line instead of an internet line. That's why I don't understand how stupid the president is.
Well,
he's not stupid.
Because right now you go to those TVs, Ronco. Remember those Ronco?
Oh,
cars?
Yeah. It slices. It dices.
It dices, yeah. I mean, you only pay tax if you purchased it within the state you were in, right? And
right.
It's the same thing on TV today. Anything you buy over the television, over an 800 number, right?
Right, right.
Tax-free.
But it's my understanding.
So an internet tax is going to fail for that very reason unless they cover their bases.
But it's my understanding that this law is written so anything you buy through any means, the vendor is going to be responsible for paying the sales tax, collecting the sales tax for your area.
Yeah, well, then they can't –
That means they're going to have to keep track of what everybody's individual sales tax rates are in every individual district across this entire nation.
That's impossible to do. They're not going to do it.
Computer tracking today, I mean, it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly the grocery stores, you buy one thing out of a grocery store, it's tracked.
Believe you me.
But like I asked you, how are they going to know if I live inside the confines of the city or if I just have an address?
When you buy what you're going to buy, you're going to buy it through some kind of medium, like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
When you use that credit card, the credit card is going to identify you because there's markers on that card.
And you're going to know
where you're from, what you do, this, that, and the other. But it's not going to come down to that. This is what it's going to come down to. Don't forget that the person that you're buying from over the internet, they have to ship it to you. So therefore, they're going to cry foul when they get this tax put on them that you are onerously charging me when I have to ship this product to these people. So now you're going to have a tay-to-tay, a head-to-head there, and they're not going to be able to hold that one. So they're going to come up with some minimal tax.
Well, you know what's going to happen? The Medellin cartel from Colombia is going to take over shipping. See, because they know how to get around tax.
They know how to get around.
Right?
Well, I just think that it's going to make every small business in this country become a tax collector for every municipality.
They can't do it. It's impossible. And not impossible, but it's not.
Now, wait,
it's
now
not
wait a minute.
Probable.
Physics do not apply to Washington, D.C. I heard Nancy Pelosi, when they passed that last set of fuel economy standards, she said, with a stroke of a pen, we've just made every car in the United States more fuel efficient. Now, with a stroke of a pen, we've just changed the laws of physics in Washington, D.C.
Well, actually, with a stroke of a trigger, we can probably do that.
Well, we're going to do it and pay some bills right now. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Firefighters found a dead man inside a home that had been on fire in Goshen Township. The body was found late Saturday night after firefighters extinguished the blaze. The Mahoning County coroner will now work to determine the cause of the man's death. The state fire marshal is working to investigate the fire at the house. A Coatesville man was flown to a burn unit Saturday after he accidentally caught himself on fire. Officials say Francis Camus spilled some accelerant on himself when he was burning branches and brush in his yard. He had severe burns to the lower half of his body. And police say 10 children and 4 adults taken to hospitals after a charter bus overturned in central Ohio did not appear to have any life-threatening injuries. A Columbus police dispatcher says the bus apparently turned over on its side while traveling on a ramp from I-70 eastbound to I-270 yesterday morning. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
This is Derek Hart, General Manager of Staff Right Services. We excel in providing recruitment and placement for a wide range of skilled job candidates on a temporary, temp-to-hire, or direct-hire basis. When businesses need assistance finding reliable employees or individuals need help finding a steady job, they turn to us. To learn more about how StaffRight can help you, visit us online at staffrightservices.com.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
Have you been thinking that the stock market and 401ks aren't what they're cracked up to be? Listen to Straight Talk Wealth with David Gallner every Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
go to the doctor. My uncle called, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
4 hours of the best music in the world. Tune in Sundays from 1 till 4 p.m. for the Happy Polka Land Show. Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Man, we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and friends at quarter to the hour of 1 o'clock here. WSOM 600 AM and on 600 WSOM AM on your iHeartRadio and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600 or at 347-945-5229 and voice your view, get in with us. You got a room full of testosterone here today, so ladies, take your chances. Pays your money and take your chances. Come on and talk to us. And everything you always wanted to ask a man but were afraid, you know, that's what you can do right now.
We're still afraid, but you're going to ask us.
That's right. But anyway, so we were talking about, you know, how they're screwing up the economy with these particular ideologies, these rules and things. Where do we get this from? Why do we have anybody thinking that it's a good idea to pay the same amount of money for every single doggone job you do? You know, as long as it's an entry level job. And then I heard an illustrious office holder Friday talking about how they want to make Ohio a right to work state, and they're signing petitions right now to make it a right to work state. And they're going to put in that bill that you can't change it. So I sent a text to the co-host of this person. I said, "You mean like the healthcare law?"
So that's the one thing about it, legislation. I mean, everything that can be done can be undone.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets to a point where it can't be undone with a pen, sometimes it's going to be undone with a bullet. If you don't believe me, look at 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so
well,
I don't worry about things like this
anymore. You know, our friend Mark Manji said he went to Russia more than once during the Soviet Union era.
Right.
And those people had a free market economy going. It mm-hmm. was just and what it does is it breeds contempt for the law. You know, when you make everything you do illegal, pretty soon you don't care what you're doing.
Exactly. That's what
people stop trying. People stop trying to live good, law-abiding lives.
Well, why should I better myself? Why should I create a business? Why should I help other people obtain work when the state's going to take everything away from me?
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
It's
common sense, which unfortunately a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberals just don't have.
Well, people don't understand this unless you actually sit down and talk to somebody who came from over there and understands this system. I have a friend that emigrated here from Romania, and his family farmed.
Mm-hmm.
And every year at harvest time, the government trucks rolled in.
Took the harvest.
70%. They mm-hmm. took 70%. You got to keep 30.
Hmm.
Is that something?
It was a death punishable offense
to hide it.
Punishable by death to kill a cow.
Hmm.
You were allowed unlimited chickens, and you were only allowed one pig a year.
One pig a year.
And
what do you do with the other ones, if you had any?
The government takes them from you.
And what do they do with them? Feed as many people
well,
as they can?
Well, feed the politically connected people.
Ah,
like he told me, his parents didn't get a refrigerator until 1973.
Mm.
But believe it, the commissar in town, the head Communist Party guy,
mm-hmm.
he said he had one as long as I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said in Romania, if you wanted an automobile, you saved up your cash to buy it, you went and paid for it, and then you waited 5 years for it to show up.
After you paid for it, of course, you said.
Oh, absolutely. You had to save your money and pay for it. He said everybody had money because there was nothing in the stores to buy.
And by the time you got your vehicle there, it had 30,000 miles on
yeah.
it, and it was 5 years old, and it was due for a change-up.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, the French are trying to get rid of socialism there. I mean, the English have been fighting socialism for many years now, trying to get rid of it. The Germans, basically, you know, after living under socialism under Hitler, I don't think they'll ever go back to it. I mean,
no, they don't want that.
And yet, people in America who have fought to get rid of socialism in Europe, you know, 50 years ago, we're embracing it now, or I should say 70 years ago, we're embracing it now. It just, it doesn't make sense.
People forget. It was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Well, socialism.
Our
enemies were socialists?
National Socialist.
By the way, the American Nazi Party does support Barack Obama. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin were all different sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The exact same coin.
Evil.
Yep.
That's the best way to put it.
Well, what happens is you end up with an elite class. No matter what economic system you use, 5 to 10% of the people control the majority of the wealth. And
right.
The difference between socialism and free market capitalism is the politically connected are the ones that are holding the top 10%.
And in the other one, the job providers are holding.
Really.
The industrialists are holding.
Right.
So I mean, I'm not saying it's
perfect system.
Perfect. No, no.
But
it's no such thing as a perfect system. But, I mean, I'd rather live in a free, unperfect system than a not free
Would you rather be in the bottom 20% here or in the bottom 20% in Cuba?
Uh-huh. Wait, the bottom 20% in Cuba came here.
That is true.
So what's that tell you?
Look at the bottom 20% in the United States compared to the bottom 20% in the rest of the country.
Right.
Our poorest people are rich.
Of course.
Compared to many, many, many other nations.
Yes.
The majority of nations.
Our minimum wage per hour here is more than a monthly wage in most countries.
Well, this is true.
So, this is true.
Except for an Amishman, when was the last time you ever seen somebody plowing with an oxen or a horse in this country?
Yeah, but that's only until they start taking away his one pig. These Amish are in trouble, too. They don't know it yet because they don't have any TV.
Yeah.
They better...
I tell you what, you know, I mean, they might want to be rethinking this pacifist ideal they got.
Yeah, they will as soon as we start taxing them.
I'm trying to get one of my friends to call in. He's one of the guys that they get into my Facebook. We get some interesting discussions on Facebook. And in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio as well, trying to get him to call in because he's brilliant. And people don't really know that they don't know. And, you know, I love to learn because I know I don't know everything. But the thing is that it's important that when you discuss something that you have an idea of how it works, what's going on in it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this guy is one of my friends, and he really does bring a lot to the table when it comes to that. But I want to ask the people that supported the president what they think of how the economy is running right now. I want you to give me a call here, 330-781-9600. 1-347-945-5229, and let me know what you think. The reason why I'm saying this is I really want to know. I do. I want to know what you think he's proposing that you think will work. Because, of course, you know, I don't agree with any of what he's proposing. And that's no question. I think that what he's proposing is absolutely dangerous. And I think that what he's proposing is going to hurt a whole lot of people. So I'm trying to, you know, give me a call, please. I had my liberal friends call in last week and my supporters, and do you not see a ruling class being set up here in America?
So you just said the key word, Nazi.
Yeah.
It's ruling.
He's a Nazi.
Well, I'm not going to call him a Nazi.
Yeah, he definitely thinks in socialist terms.
Yes.
Marxist socialist.
Marxist socialist terms.
As
collectivism.
Collective
salvation. Right. He believes in collective salvation. He said it more than once.
As he states in his own books, which he supposedly wrote.
Of course, we know Bill Ayers. With all that time on his hands, you know, he wrote those books.
I wonder if the Boston Marathon bomber will be in politics like Bill Ayers is.
Well, what about that? What about that other woman? They just got released from prison. Didn't she get a job teaching at Columbia?
Columbia.
Big shot. The American what was that? What was her terrorist group?
Weather Underground, I think. Was it? Weather Underground?
Weather Underground.
Yeah. Bill Ayers' group. Yeah.
Bill Ayers' group.
Yeah.
Yeah. She murdered I don't know how many people.
And now she's teaching.
Now she's teaching.
And they tell you crime doesn't pay.
In Columbia, at Columbia University. So just think about it. Some guy's spending $60,000 a year to send his kid to college to get him indoctrinated into communism.
By a serial killer.
By a serial murderer.
Yeah.
Enemy of the state.
Nice.
Enemy of the state.
We watched that movie last night.
Yeah, that's funny. And that was a good movie. But here's the thing. Now these people, they're getting jobs at Columbia to teach. What the heck has made her valuable to put in a position like that, when there's people that are struggling to make it in America to try to get one of those jobs, but if they're not of the elitist vent and of that whole mindset, then it's like, you got to be kidding.
Can you believe Harvard was opened as a Christian university?
Yes.
I can't believe Notre Dame was opened as a Catholic university. Yeah. I mean, those guys up there are teaching outright Satanism. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, I knew somebody who taught
now,
there.
Now, you said that, but...
And I'm not joking about that.
That's my point.
No, that is no joke.
People don't know that what you just said...
It's true.
...is true in our schools of higher learning.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
paganism...
Deviancy?
Deviancy. What'd you call it?
Satanism. Mm-hmm.
All of these things are being taught is ideology and a good thing for society, and they're not good. That's where we are really making huge mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Huge mistakes. We're not getting in and taking over stuff like we should. And you know, if you're a believer, or even if you're not a Christian, you just believe in this nation. You have authority as a man to be able to stand up and not let people take what belongs to us.
Well, even Thomas Paine, who was an atheist, understood that you have to have Christian morals in order to be a free people. That you cannot be a deviant people and be free.
Mm-hmm.
Deviant people have to be ruled by a rod. They can't manage their own selves. You know, if you don't have any morals, you have to have a totalitarian government.
No, this is what...
self-regulate.
And if you know your history, I mean, there was a time in the Roman Empire when they were legislating morality.
Yeah.
And which, you know, of course didn't work, but, you know, it's probably the Roman Empire was brought down from within.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, and then the Aryans came down from Germany and did all their damage, sacked Rome, so...
Right, right.
And one of the things that Rome did was exactly what we're doing, is they destroyed their currency.
Yeah.
And so what they did was they created a huge welfare state inside of Rome.
Right.
And so the farmers quit farming and started going into town because
the fishermen quit fishing, which was the main protein of the area.
Right. And so what they did was they finally made it illegal for you to leave your father's occupation. When it was finally collapsing, that was one of the last laws. You were not allowed to leave your father's occupation.
Yes, you weren't. But we'll be back after
top
of hour news
with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600 Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. A civil trial getting underway at this hour in L.A. Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, is alleging that the company that promoted Jackson's comeback failed to properly investigate the doctor, Conrad Murray, convicted in his death. She's seeking billions of dollars. More from ABC's Rob Nelson.
It could be the most complete account of Michael Jackson's final months. Attorneys for Michael Jackson's mother will try to convince a jury that her son's concert promoter, AEG, was responsible for his death. Analysts predict this trial will expose in detail Jackson's financial, legal, and addiction problems.
6 months after Superstorm Sandy devastated parts of the Northeast, the region is dealing with a slow and painful recovery. Tens of thousands remain homeless. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie today warned victims to expect a detailed application process for federal aid meant to prevent fraud.
We're not going to have a situation like we've had in previous disasters. At least we're going to try to make sure that people aren't ripping us off.
The rate of home births in the U.S. has increased over the last few years, raising concerns among doctors. American Academy of Pediatrics advises the baby should be normal-sized, the birth not preterm or postterm. For the mom, no pre-existing conditions, and
there should be one care provider there who is exclusively focused on the baby after it's born, and that provider is capable and trained to do a resuscitation of that baby if needed.
Dr. Christy Waterberg. Americans were outspending last month. The government reported that consumer spending and income both rose 0.2% in March. Economist Diane Swong.
People ended up spending much more on things like utilities rather than going out and spending on spring clothing. In fact, retailers complained that they had to discount a lot of spring clothing in the month of April because they didn't sell what they usually would leading up to Easter.
Dow is up 97 points. This is ABC News.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
A high-altitude brawl atop the world's highest peak. ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk with the rest of the story. West meets East atop Everest. Just when you thought it was only the elements you had to wrestle with, two famous European climbers ended up in a high-altitude brawl with their Nepalese Sherpas, or guides. The two were approaching Camp 3, 24,500 feet up the mountain, when an eyewitness said they were asked to wait and not climb above a group of Nepalese rigging some ropes. But the climbers apparently ignored the request, and some ice fell on the Sherpas. Later, an angry group of Nepalese reportedly stormed the climbers' tent, and that's when fists flew. Police are investigating. Linda Albin, ABC News. A man in southern India is facing charges for letting his son drive his Ferrari on his 9th birthday. A 5-year-old brother was in the passenger seat. The kid's mom filmed the drive, and it went viral on YouTube. She says she's proud of her son, who's been driving since he was 5. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid...
Introducing a new, faster way for your business to communicate. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancedPTT3. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Go ahead, Swift 1-2.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Calling us, Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger. Dr. Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine, whose families love. They'll be staying together in one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM. Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you. Global topics and news of the day. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff, Stick, Ben in the air chair. We're sitting here musing, and I'm musing, you know, about things that are going on out here. And so we will see what's going on here. There's a lot of news out there. One of them, did you see Congress last week try to take themselves out of the having to be encumbered by the health care law?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I saw that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they don't have to take part in the same 401k's retirement plans we do. So,
but you know what? You know what makes me crazy is the arrogance of these people. Years ago, I wrote then Senator John Glenn a letter. They were complaining about the deficit and debt. This was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested that the federal government do what most private employers do, which is they pay an employee on active duty for training, military service, reservist, the difference between their base salary and what the military pays them. Basically, they pick up the difference. If they make less working for the military, the company picks up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy doesn't lose any money on his training period. Because public workers not only get their full government salary, mm-hmm. they also get their full military salary when they're mm-hmm. You know what he said to me? That's what we have to do to keep quality people in government service. So what he's saying is the rest of you dopes out there
aren't smart enough,
aren't quality enough to work for the government.
Yeah, right.
When in fact, if you look at it, A students work for C students and B students work for the government anyways.
So in other words, this is what he told you, right? A perfectly good idea,
yep,
Sticks.
Yep. And I heard. Someone from Congress
mm-hmm.
make the exact same argument about making them not part of the healthcare thing because, well, how are we going to we'll have all of the high-quality people leave and go into the private sector.
That's all I got to say about our government, and that probably is a very accurate statement.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I mean, you know, what these people say, you know, that it's real crazy that they have control like they do. They can exempt themselves make you have to go through the mess about it.
That they created.
That they created. Mm-hmm. They created this by passing the bill before we know what was in it,
like
so we can find
bill.
Out what's in the bill.
You don't need to know what's in that bill. Just pass it.
You don't need to know because I'm an airhead, and it doesn't matter because they want to put me back in as speaker. Because if you have an airhead speaker, then you don't have to worry about Obama getting his...
Even Ryan, Congressman Ryan, when we had him on the radio station downtown, he didn't know what was in the bill. You know, I'm reading it passage for passage and telling him, well, what do you think about that? Well, it's not in there. Well,
do you remember?
Here it is. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't either A, he doesn't do his homework, B, he's not bright enough
he
to read, or C, he's just a liar. What is he?
Well,
it's one of the three.
Well, he's a politician.
Well, he's a liar.
What makes me angry about all of these, and it's both stripes, it's Republicans and Democrats, they don't actually pass a law and then put their fingerprints on the results. They pass a law that creates a department, then the department makes the rules so they can keep their fingerprints out of it.
It's not government by the people, for the people, of the people.
No, it's government of the bureaucracy.
For the bureaucracy.
And by the bureaucracy.
And of the BS.
That's a gentleman we're looking to try to get on as a guest. His name's John Silveria, and he wrote a very interesting book called The Coming American Dictatorship, and his theory is it's already here, and it's in the bureaucracy.
Well, I don't know about the Earth ship, but the first part's here.
You guys are sick, my goodness. 334, you're in the air. Oh, 334, you dropped out. Okay, sorry about that, buddy. We kept him out there too long while we discussed some things. But anyway, that's all right. He'll come back. Because he's at work and he's trying to get his stuff together. But anyway, this is where we're at with America. And why we're here now, I'm not so sure. But I know that we're here.
I think we're in the predicament we're in because we abandoned God. We abandoned
God. Oh, there's
no doubt
about that.
Hey, nobody's perfect. I mean, I got lots of skeletons in the closet.
Apathy. I think it's a lot of apathy.
And I don't think people care much about government
as
they used to, you know, 100 years ago.
No.
When 13 million people that usually did vote sat down this last time and did not vote, that should tell you something.
Well,
go ahead.
According to Alexis de Tocqueville, in the period shortly following the ratification of the Constitution, everybody discussed the Constitution. Everybody discussed law. Everybody discussed the things that make our country work.
Mm-hmm.
And now all we care about is basketball wives and Duck Dynasty, and which is a great show. I mean, but still, it's mind-numbing entertainment. It really is.
Right.
We spend so much of our time now in mind-numbing entertainment instead of actually debating.
Why do you think they built the Colosseum in Rome?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
To keep the people occupied while they
control them.
Right.
That's what they're doing us with the media today. They are. It's not the media. It's just the entertainment.
Well, the thing is, you have
way of control.
When the society collapses, you have to keep the masses medicated.
It's called amusing.
Why do you think they're pushing so hard? Think about this. Bloomberg wants to ban big glasses of pop, but he wants to legalize marijuana. Now. The only reason you would want to legalize a mind-altering substance is to keep a populace medicated so you can control them easier.
If you remember the movie or saw it, it was called New Jack City. New Jack City was all about that. That's how they control people. And that's how they control whole neighborhoods. That's how they control inner cities. That's how they control suburbs, because you have a fit group of, people, a particular group of people that set out to amuse themselves, to medicate themselves, not to think, and, you know, that's what it is. People, if you don't know what it means, but to amuse means to think, and to put an ah is without. So when you're amusing yourself, you're not thinking. It's without thinking.
Mm-hmm. I think that term could be applied to all of our politicians, especially the ones here in the Valley. But
we got a lot of them in this area.
Yeah, very, very few of these guys. I mean, I'm telling you, John McCain, before this is all over, John McCain and Lindsey Graham are going to pull Arlen Specter. You watch.
Oh, I believe it.
I think so.
I believe it. I don't trust John McCain. I did. I remember meeting John. And at the time, I was, you know.
He had many years to be indoctrinated. What, 9 years in that prison camp over there?
Yeah, but that's. I think that that's what happened to him. I really do.
Indoctrinated over there.
I think that
syndrome called the
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
He's from Arizona, and frankly,
they're a pretty conservative state. Though.
Yeah, but he's
that's my point.
He's not. The thing is, though, he's not really from anywhere, because he was a Navy brat.
Okay.
So he's not really from anywhere. So he really doesn't have that core conviction that most of us get from growing up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, Arizona is a very conservative state. I'm surprised that Colorado did what they did with the guns. And the only thing I can think of is they're doing the Saul Alinsky thing.
Well, no doubt about it, because this is the thing. When you get conservatives get afraid to confront for some reason. Now, I think that's crazy, because I think that conservatives, you know, listen, it is not the way for us to win to get a mealy-mouthed candidate that's going to be inclusive of everybody, and we're going to have to go with all of these, you know, things that we've never agreed with before, morally or financially, to be able to win again. No, sir.
Well, the 17th Amendment screwed up the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the one. The one when they quit, when they started popularly electing senators,
mm-hmm.
because the founders understood, and especially Thomas Jefferson, understood that the cities will, if you have a straight democracy, the cities will run roughshod over the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they set it up the way that they did, because it carried the selection of senators clear back to the state legislatures, which were closer to the people. So if you had a conservative state like Ohio, you couldn't have 15 counties choosing the senators.
Right.
Right. And
because right now we would have two conservative senators
without a doubt
from Ohio.
Yes, because most of the counties are conservative.
Right.
And there's
right.
what, five counties that aren't?
15.
15.
Well, Obama carried 15 counties out of the 88.
When you think about it, that's not bad. There's 15 stupid people out of 88. That's not that bad.
Well,
the
and,
bad thing
and
is
what,
that we're one of them.
And what it amounts to is city people look at things differently, and there's a higher percentage of dependency among urban dwellers
mm-hmm.
than there is suburban rural dwellers.
Well. Farmers can take care of themselves,
right.
where unemployed factory workers can't.
Right.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to.
Although, did you hear the ad from the local unions against the fracking ordinance?
No, I didn't.
That has
to be another good one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're standing right with the Republicans and right with industry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, just like you have the people that are standing against the unions that are standing against the president.
Yep.
Up in, you know, for the Keystone XL.
Well, I mean, I don't understand it. You know, the president came in, he busted the union at General Motors.
He sure did.
Basically saying, you know, no, you're broke, so now we're going to bust you, and new union members are only going to make this amount instead of making this amount.
But he paid them, though.
And he gave them ownership in the company. Which was bankrupt. That makes a lot of sense.
Well.
And yet these union workers at General Motors, at Lordstown, are still supporting this idiot of a president we have.
He broke the union,
and they're supporting it.
But it just amazes me, the union people in this valley. He's against steel because it's dirty.
Right.
He's against coal because it's dirty.
Which we use
He's
here.
Against drilling and fracking because it's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything that creates a blue-collar job,
a union job,
this guy hates.
Right.
You know,
go explain that to me, some union guy.
Why are you supporting somebody that doesn't support you?
You know,
it's like an athletic supporter on a woman.
No.
You stand downtown and you demonstrate against fracking, and right now a Class A CDL driver driving for Chesapeake's making $1,600 a week.
Duh.
Right.
Yeah. And paying union dues.
And, yeah.
You know, it just, so it doesn't make sense. I mean, yeah.
Somebody call us and explain this to us. Because I'm befuddled. Because everything that creates a blue-collar job, this clown's against.
Well, here's the thing now. Don't forget now.
Do clowns have a union?
Yes, they do.
He's probably against clowns, too, then. So if you put up makeup and go to work for Ringley Brothers, why do you support the president? Because he's one of us.
I'll say it like this. I don't think that they do. I'll guarantee you that particular union probably doesn't. But think about it. It's not that he's stupid or anything of the kind.
He's anti-American. I will say that.
No doubt about it. He's anti the American
system.
He does not
support the Constitution.
When he doesn't put his hand over his heart at the saying of the Pledge of Allegiance.
He doesn't.
No, he does not put his hand over his heart. I mean, every now and then you'll see him do it when he's really forced to have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's he do? Put it over his eyes?
He leaves him down. Just like, he holds his hand just like this.
I could see him put him over his eyes.
I'm
sorry.
Now, as an Air Force veteran, Jeff.
Yes.
For the national anthem, do you stand at attention or you put your hand over your heart?
Well, being out, I stand at attention and put my hand over my heart.
See, I just stand at attention. I don't put my hand over my heart.
I put my hand over my heart because, believe it or not, I believe in this country. And when I signed up to go to the service and I told them that I'd defend it with my life, I meant it.
And I thank you for it. Both of you are veterans, if I'm not mistaken,
so
thank you.
I really, really meant it. And it's not because I had the best time, because I didn't.
When you entered the service, you took an oath.
Yes.
To what?
To uphold defend the United States.
No, you didn't. You solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution.
The Constitution.
So why hasn't a military officer taken Obama out yet?
Well, they can't take him out yet, but they have released guns every time that he's said something crazy.
Oh,
so,
I know. They have.
So that's the good part.
But what I'm saying is if this guy has
We're going to break, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Be right back after New Tracy and Friends.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery. a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are a lot of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff Sticks and Ben in the air chair doing our thing, talking to you about what's on our mind and trying to get a little bit of taste of what you on. We're going to let you voice your view here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Right now, 12 to 3, avoid the rush and listen to us. We're here to talk to you about what you think, not just about what we think. So 334, you are in the air. It's a room full of testosterone here today, my brother. So you really have a – we welcome you. We welcome you.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Not much. I really was just listening. Went on a little lunch break, and I just thought I'd give you guys a listen to see what you guys were talking about. I found it interesting about the conversations earlier about the forms of government we have and the way it's structured and stuff like that. And I kind of, you know, I mean, you can't, I guess part of it you can't really deal with because it's called conspiracy. You say stuff like 5% of the wealth and stuff. I mean, that, you know, that 5% of the people and the wealth and how it's structured, you know, when you start really intelligently making decisions and thinking things through, then you get into the realm of being called a conspiracy theorist. So that, I think, causes an issue sometime to me. I think they've kind of successfully turned the whole idea of, you know, looking at stuff and objectively and just, you're just a conspiracy theorist. So that means don't listen to him. It's not intelligent what he's saying, even though he may have credible facts and stuff, you know, can point to that. It, you know, it's just been disqualified as being crazy.
So caller, let me understand. Do you agree with the statement I made that no matter what your economic system, 10% of the people are going to control 90% of the wealth? It's just different.
I didn't know it was 10. I thought I heard it was some ridiculous number. I mean, I thought I heard it was like 3 or something. But yeah, I mean, I feel that way wholeheartedly. I'm not under the illusion that, you know, it is not structured a certain way. A great quality of life in America, you know, you can be successful. I think a lot of people make excuses for mediocrity and they make excuses for not trying in life and trying in life and stuff like that. But apart from that, yeah, I think there's a lot of different things that have been done purposefully to not just, you know, when they say the man and holding to the system. You know, people, there's some truth to every good lie has some truth in it, they say. So when you hear people talking like that, there's some truth to it. I mean, do I agree with everything as far as the man, so to speak? No, but I think that there's a structure, a power structure, so to speak, that has been set up. And I think that people, you'd be foolish to try to just, you know, deal with this on a playing field that you cut your Fox News on and or CNN. I mean, you'd just be foolish to sit there and just listen and say, okay, well, it's all about the Democrats and the Republicans. Democrats' fault they're doing. I think that's a game that they let us play. Just that's the ball they allow us to kick while they both pass legislation to take our rights. And, you know, I mean, a lot of black people hate the Constitution because they see that three-fifths clause in there and don't really get taught the rest of it. And so if you don't know the Constitution, then you're a victim. You're going to wind up being a victim because, you know, if you fight a battle and you don't know the rules, then, you know, guy comes in and reaches, if you're playing Monopoly and the guy just reaches over and takes all the money out your bank and puts it in his pocket, you know, you don't know the rules. You hadn't read the rules. So.
Well, this is true. And the thing is when you know, what gets me is you have people doing that, reaching into your pocket, taking your money, and you have people that are egging them on to do it more. That's the
well,
one
I mean,
that
I see. But just, I mean, if you got a lot of people that hate, it's almost like I heard a guy make an analogy. He said, if I talk to you and you say, you know what, I don't like my wife, you know. So the next week I see some guy out there raping your wife or beating her up. I say, hey, let's go out there and help your wife. And I go to you and you say, you know what, she deserves it. And you just sit there. That's a lot. That's a liberal mentality. I think a lot of liberals are like that. They hate America so much to the point where, true enough, your wife probably does things to get on your nerves. She does, but it's one thing to have. That's another thing to be just
complacent.
You know, exactly. And I think that's the problem I see with a lot of people is that people come over here. I just saw something yesterday. They say more foreign-born women are more likely to own business than American women. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Usually by the third generation, they're spoiled. The first two generations of a new immigrant family usually do rather well here.
Mm-hmm.
And the third generation is when they start to get spoiled and start to slack. That's kind of a stat.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, you can't continue to be the number one country in the world. Eventually, after I say in a 20-year lifespan, we're going to be, you know, we're just going to be just like the rest of Europe.
Well, do you think there's a concerted effort among the educators and education industry in this country to dumb down our children?
I think so. I think concerted effort to do that. I think, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if you have any religious beliefs at all, I mean, you know, you're stupid. You can't.
Yeah.
That's, you know, every movie you watch, I mean, there's a lot of people that talk and it's almost, you know, that you can't believe this. You're a dinosaur. You're just off the top. I mean, please don't tell me you believe this. I mean, it's just almost like you're stupid if you have some sort of values. You know, that's just the bottom line. I mean, I know people that think like that. I mean, and that's what we've been had. I've had stuff down our throats for the last. And when you get away from the values, it, whether we like it or not, it affects our education system. I know people don't think that's related, but I do. So.
It's all related.
Separating.
It's all related because, you know, education is number one. If you have an educated electorate, you won't have so much of this stupidity going on right here. The last election was won. I didn't say there was no smart people that voted for President Obama. I'm telling you that the majority of people that voted for him were people that needed to be herded on the buses and go in and vote. Now, if they have to herd you to get on a doggone bus and go vote, I think you don't need to vote. And that's because you have no idea what you're voting for. You are going because somebody told you get on a bus. You're going because somebody told you they want to put you back in chains. Or you're voting because they want to take your Social Security and your other stuff. You better fight them.
But, Jeff, don't you think that's a lost cause, though, I hate to say it, but most people – and I've seen some of the most intelligent people. I mean, people that brilliant. I mean, geniuses. But then they'll turn around and talk about politics, and it's like, Republican, you know, your Uncle Tom, if you this or you. I mean, black people especially. So it's amazing to me. I mean, and I'm talking about people that can break down all types of math, and I mean, brilliant. But then you talk to them about politics, the Republicans, it's their fault. And that's the game. So, I mean, yeah.
I have a post on my page right now talking about you can still blame Bush. You can't blame Bush for this.
Well, no. It's going on 6 years now. This man's been gone. So, I mean, it's looking bad for Obama. I mean, and it's going to get worse. When Obamacare kicked in, it's about to be surreal. These next 3 years are going to be pretty bad for people. It's getting worse. We're in a heyday right now. Cause in the next 3-4 years, when all these businesses start having to pay all this stuff out, it's too massive. There's no way we're going to be able to sustain this and make profitability. In fact, we're only profitable because right now businesses are reporting profit because they're cutting their way to profitability. They're not growing their way to it. So,
well,
it's coming. The boom is going to hit in a minute.
Well, what we did in Ohio here, we did something really, really intelligent. We tied our minimum wage to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. So every time there's an increase in inflation, we increase our minimum wage. So that was a real intelligent maneuver because, you know, when minimum wage is $25 an hour, who's going to have a job?
And that's the whole thing. It's ridiculous that they're doing this because they don't realize how many little people are getting cut out of the job market because of it. Right today, somebody challenged me on this minimum wage thing, and you know, and they get these little stupid posting people out as though the people are right when they put these posts on Facebook. If you make a column look like a news column, then they think, oh, you're right, he's right. He's got a poli-sci degree. I don't care what kind of degree he has. You know, minimum wage helps two people. It helps big businesses, and it helps the person. It only helps
Jeff,
one person.
Jeff, do you know why minimum
one person,
Jeff?
I'm sorry, yes.
Do you know why minimum wage was very, very first proposed back in the teens and 20s?
You tell
me. To make black people unemployable.
Wow.
It was proposed by the progressives, the progressive elitists, eugenicists, for the very same reasons that the nowadays Republicans say that it's bad for poor people. Because they knew that it would make a certain segment of the population unemployable. And it's in their own words. I can't remember who the author was, but I read this quote the other day. It said, the coolie can't outwork the white man, but he can underlive him. And that was their attitude.
Wow.
And I'll have to look that up and find out who the author was and get back with that.
Now that's heavy.
But that was the reason it was first proposed. Was to make what those people considered were the unemployable class. Mm-hmm. And same with Davis Bacon. Davis Bacon was put in place to keep black laborers from coming up out of the South and competing.
You can't handle the truth.
And competing with the white Northern Union workers.
Yes?
That's precisely what it was put in place for.
No, that's yes, sir.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what I'm saying. And you can't. They can't. They don't want to hear that. You know, just like I said, I talked to a big business person, and they're telling me these things about how, you know, Republicans, and they don't want me to vote and this. And I said, you know, this is nowhere near the truth, what you're saying. And I said, I'm not the people you're trying to convince, because you are not going to convince me. Okay, that is stupidity to me. But the people that believe it, it's a reality to them. And I'm sorry it is, but they're not very smart about that. Not very smart at all.
Well, they just won't slow down and think. They just will not slow down and think. Because at some point, especially with this minimum wage thing, because at some point it's going to get so expensive, I'm not going to pay somebody to cut my grass. I'm going to cut my own grass.
Well, you know, it's make it plain and simple for everybody. I own my own business, and I do employ a few people here and there. And once minimum wage gets too high, I'm just going to stop employing them and hire them as private contractors where I can pay them what I want per job. Okay? So, you know, a smart businessman is going to get around. You're never going to outsmart a businessman.
Well,
Forget it. I mean, a businessman, there's not a politician out there that can outsmart a businessman.
Everything that they are doing is driving.
Backfire.
Well, it's going to drive people to become independent contractors,
mm-hmm.
or they're not going to have a job.
Exactly.
692, you're in here.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys. You guys are complaining a lot and criticizing the system a lot, but I don't hear the alternative solution. Like So let's say we remove the minimum wage. Let's say and you get your way,
nope.
and
Nobody
we
wants
remove.
To remove. No. That's a lie. That's what we can't have. That's not what we're saying.
Okay.
We're telling
so what
you.
What happens in your world, in your country,
okay, this,
when
this
there's
is
no
what
minimum
happens.
Wage?
This is what happens. You said no minimum wage. We didn't say no minimum wage.
What are you saying? That's what I'm trying to say. You don't like the minimum wage. You don't like it.
We don't, because it's foolish. This
well,
is what
why?
You have
why
to
is it foolish?
Because
what's a better solution? What's the alternative?
Okay. Here's the better solution.
Okay.
For a little 14-year-old boy to get off of school and go to the barbershop and sweep the floor is not worth $8 an hour. It's a $5 an hour job. You have to have an entry-level job price and a minimum wage for certain types of jobs if you're going to have minimum wage. You
Such
cannot
as what?
Have – well, I mean, it depends
fast
on what
food.
The job is.
Well, let's look at fast
look at the,
food.
Yeah, let's go to fast food, okay?
Okay.
$6-$7 an hour at the most.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Keep going.
Caller, do you understand that if minimum wage goes so high – that the cost of those goods and services becomes so high nobody buys them?
That's incorrect, because what you guys keep saying is, oh, yeah, the minimum wage will go to $25 if it's tied to the CPI.
It can, absolutely.
Sure, but you have to understand, then, that these companies with pricing power will then raise their prices accordingly, just as they've done since we went off the gold standard. Inflation happens. It's how the economy grows.
Okay. Let me explain something to you, caller.
Okay.
I watched a local grocery store be put out of business by this minimum wage. My daughter went to work at a grocery store when she was in high school. That grocery store had been there since the 20s under different owners. It supplied jobs to the local high school kids. It paid for more than one college education. It no longer exists because those small grocery stores and those small businesses do not have the purchasing power that the Walmarts and the Targets have.
So what you're saying is those kids go and don't get another job at Walmart? You just don't like them all
Walmart
working for Walmart.
Walmart will not hire anybody under 18. And Walmart's not going
to
play around with working schedules so kids can go to baseball practice and soccer practice and all the things that it goes with a local business employing the local kids in the local high school. All of those things is what this minimum wage thing is destroying, and I've watched it happen.
You're against the government manipulating that, but you want it to be manipulated in a way that you don't want the free market to put – the free market put that place out of business. The free market put that grocery store out of business. Walmart put that place out of business.
No, it didn't.
Caller, in a sense, I understand what you're saying. I can say, Walmart did contribute to that because Walmart loves the minimum wage. You know why? Because they can afford to pay it.
They also want this internet tax thing for the same reason.
So this is where I'm unclear on. So you're saying they can afford? You're saying the minimum wage is too high, and Walmart has better competitiveness because they can afford to pay that too high wage. So you would say that if we eliminated that, then this grocery store would then pay these people even less than the minimum wage. That's what they should be making is less than the minimum wage.
Absolutely. Because
and this benefits the millions of African Americans that are living on a minimum wage. How? How does it benefit the millions of people?
Minimum wage is designed for people to make a living.
That's the whole.
But there's millions of people on it.
There's some jobs just are not worth a living wage. I'm sorry, that's life.
And that's going to improve the life. It's going to improve the quality of life of those people that cannot get a job on that house.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not going to improve their quality.
Wait a minute.
Slow down. Let's all relax here.
Caller, you made a statement earlier on, and that inflation was good for the economy. Correct?
Well, inflation is the process that makes the economy grow. When you said you have a business and you pay your employees a certain wage, and if it goes up to so much, you won't. You see, what you won't do is, you didn't say, I heard your comment, I liked it. But what you won't do is, why can't you raise your prices to your customers? To pay those wages, you refuse to do that, don't you?
But do you understand, by raising your prices to your customers, it's just you're creating a downhill snowball effect.
Of
okay?
what?
Where you see, the amount of money you make really isn't what's important here. What's important is the standard of living you can afford. Your purchasing power. Do you understand that?
So you're refusing to limit your profits because you don't want to pay your employees a living wage.
No. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. Understand, all right? If you're making $5 an hour and your bread is costing you $5 an hour, and you raise your minimum wage to $6 an hour, and I got to keep up by raising the bread to $6 an hour. Do you understand that you're not creating a better standard of living? Inflation is not good for the economy. It doesn't help the standard of living. You don't have a disposable income to drive the economy. Do you understand that?
I think you're mistaking. The problem is that wages have not kept up with inflation. That's the backwardness of what you guys are saying.
Okay. No, I'm not saying. I agree with you there.
If wages increase ahead of inflation, everyone can afford that loaf of bread.
Caller, listen.
No.
Stop and listen and think a little bit. All right? Now, what you said was true. All right? But the fix for your problem by raising minimum wage is false. What we need to do is deflate prices. That way,
well,
your purchasing power.
The Fed is doing the exact opposite. You're saying
course,
things are too
you're
expensive. You're saying things are too expensive.
That's right.
And all minimum wage does, increase in minimum wage does, is increase the price of goods. It does not solve the problem of making things more affordable for people
you're saying that we should the problem isn't what you're saying, and you're saying, oh, they're approaching it wrong, but I think they're approaching it correctly, because if everyone made $100,000 a year and prices, if inflation, if job wages increased faster than inflation.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. If that happened, it would put people out of business and would put more people out of work.
I know it doesn't happen because wages have been flat for 30 years. Wages have been flat for 30 years.
No, they haven't.
Caller.
Wages have not been flat for 30 years.
In real dollars.
Caller, what have commodity prices done in the past 15, 20 years compared to the value of the dollar?
He wouldn't.
Commodities have gone up.
That's right. And what is the that is where the wages, the money that used to be spent on wages is going. It's going to purchase those commodities that those businesses need.
Yeah. And they've increased their prices.
The percentage of profit margin hasn't changed.
Hey, you want to control commodities around the world. You can't control commodity prices around the world by just American policy. The iPhone is not made in America. The parts in the iPhone are made from all over the world, okay? And it's assembled in China. So the price of an iPhone in America is based on the commodity prices of palladium and all those rare earth metals.
Why do you think those jobs went to China, caller?
Because those people are making pennies a day.
Wonderful. Okay. Now you're catching on.
What is that telling you?
So I am with you. If you want to tell the American people the harsh reality is you're going to have to start living like the Chinese, then so be it. Start telling them that now. Okay? Because that's what you're saying.
No, that is not what we're saying. And see, that's where this is where your side always does this. You try to take over a point by making a statement that you're saying what we're saying, and that's not the truth. First of all, when you raise the price of labor artificially, you take the small mom-and-pop businesses out. They cannot afford to raise with that boat because it doesn't raise.
That's a harsh reality of the marketplace.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
okay,
I don't
now,
like it either.
You said that's a, okay, that's a harsh reality. Then here's the harsh reality, my friend. Then you're going to have a hell of an unemployment rate, okay? Because
no.
You're not going to be. Yes, you are. Because those people
no,
are not going
to
get
for,
jobs.
They go to work for less.
They're not going to work anywhere because they're only going to have one outlet.
You know what's great?
You only need one salesperson per register at Walmart. You don't need all the myriads of ones that you
why?
Have.
All of my educated college all of my college educated friends have jobs. They all have jobs and they're all making money and they're all fine. All of my non college educated friends are broke. So why is that my problem?
He's arguing against wages for unions, which is wonderful.
Hey caller.
I mean, this guy he doesn't even realize it probably, but he's arguing a Republican point for us. Let's break the union.
This is true.
I mean,
caller.
Yes, I'm with you. Unions artificially.
Freedom, caller.
Unions artificially inflate unions artificially inflate the cost of labor. Artificially inflate the cost of labor.
Right.
Right. Okay. And the price of goods.
Let's just look at this as a matter of freedom. If a grocer wants to hire my daughter at $4 an hour and when she's in high school and she's willing to work for $4 an hour, what business is the government telling them they're not allowed to enter into that contract as long as I, as a parent, say it's okay?
Okay, but you're subsidizing your daughter's lifestyle because you're
that's
paying for her rent
idea,
and her food.
Wait a minute. This is the idea. Every job is not created equal, and that's the foolishness of the left.
That's not what they're saying. They're saying the minimum wage for all jobs has to be a set amount, or else we'd be working in China. What do they make in China?
Saying,
what do they make in China in American dollars?
China is a communist. I didn't say anything about China.
Look at the workers in China and what they're paid.
Doc,
okay.
You're demagoguing once again.
We're in a global economy. We are in a global economy now.
So what does that tell you?
We cannot control these things as much as
you
think.
You can't
the
control
minimum
your
wage
conversation. You can't control your conversation. This is what the left does. They force you to take their BS, and then you destroy your country.
The reason
this
I called in
meant-
is because you guys are trying to feed BS that sounds like okay. You want to say that getting rid of price controls and all this is great for the American worker. I'm with you that unions artificially inflate it. The minimum wage, by definition, artificially inflates the cost of labor. That is absolutely true. I am 100% in agreement with all you said. But what you're not saying is the flip side of that is people's quality of life goes down, and they have to be subsidized by someone.
When you raise the minimum wage, yes, the people's quality of life does go down.
Because you have all of that unemployment and people that are now subject to
and
the system.
And who pays for that? You guys don't offer solutions. Who's
going to
pay for all that?
You pay for that every time you buy an $8 hamburger from Wendy's.
It doesn't make any sense.
There's a dollar menu at McDonald's.
Caller, when was the last time you had somebody carry your groceries to the car? When was the last time you had somebody pump your gas? When was the last time you saw a high school kid sweeping the floor?
Right now, you're not getting to check out your own groceries.
So what are you saying, that we should give people meaningless jobs? I can pump my own gas and carry my own groceries, but you're saying that we should pay these kids to do that, even though we don't need it. We should pay them to do that just so that they have a place to go?
Give people jobs. I'm saying yes. The people
and
have
I, and
jobs.
And I'm saying we should give people the opportunity to do what they want to do. And
the marketplace doesn't want people carrying their groceries. The marketplace doesn't want people pumping their own gas. They'd rather save the 10 cents, cents a gallon. Yes, they would.
You've artificially raised the price of that job of pumping your own gas. So you're artificially
raising the price of a gallon of gas by paying some teenager to pump it when he doesn't need to, and I don't want him to.
Well, that's not true, my friend.
Because at $4 an hour, you probably wouldn't have to raise your price.
You wouldn't, and it wouldn't affect you.
But at $8 an hour, you do.
Yeah, and not only that, with the $8 an hour comes all the other trappings of things that you have to do to pay that little wage.
Right.
Sure.
$8 an hour turns into $15 an hour.
You know, they're getting it so far as if a guy goes and starts shoveling snow and they find out about it, they're going to shut him down. They already in New York are shutting down little kids' lemonade stands because of these foolish reasons. You have destroyed the free market, an open market.
Oh, this is the freest market in the world, bar none.
I can almost agree with
not
you.
No, it's not. We're
and we're regulated. Yes, we are regulated.
I said almost agree with it.
I think we're number 15 on the list of economic freedom countries now.
You know what? And all the red tape I have to do just to pay myself.
I mean, caller, that little.
I don't like filling out that. I own my own. I own several businesses, and I don't like any of that stuff either. But that's part of there's freedoms that go with living in America. If you've been to other countries and see that how good we actually have it, even our worst have it pretty good.
No,
okay,
I
agree with you
there. My friend,
the many times that I have been outside the country, the first time that I came back, I kissed Kennedy's tarmac. Okay, literally.
Yeah. Okay,
because we all agree.
That.
But here's the thing. You cannot destroy what created that airport because you want some kind of fake cause everybody to be okay.
Who built that airport? You didn't build that airport. Who built that airport?
Matter.
Taxpayer money. Taxpayer money built that airport.
I don't care.
No, Obama
built it.
He just told me he built that airport.
So what?
Yeah, that's
right. The thing is the only reason why you had taxpayer money paying for it because you had taxpayers paying it because they were
working.
We have
a $13 trillion economy. We're still the number one economy in the world. $13 trillion. There's a lot of that.
Who's catching us very quickly?
China? You want to say China? They're not going to catch us.
China's coming up on us very quickly.
They can't even dispose of their own trash. Right. They have trash in the streets. Their infrastructure's crushed. They have ghost towns more than we do.
You know who's going to kick our tail? Brazil, Russia, India, and China.
And why? Because they have agriculture. Because that's right, Brazil, agriculture. They want to feed the world. Russia, agriculture, natural resources, oil. I mean, Russia's got a problem with corruption.
Yeah,
you think we're corrupt? Look at Russia. Yeah. Kills its enemies.
We don't deny this, but you're trying to demagogue once again.
They're doing the one thing that they need to do. They're going to destroy our currency. And Russia, all four of those nations are buying gold by the ton. And when they get enough gold, they are going to reset the world's currency to some form of a gold standard.
Who is?
And when that happens, we are so screwed.
Well, yes, but it's inevitable that all fiat currencies fail. They get inflated till they fail. That's been the history of every fiat currency. So when Nixon, a Republican, took us off the gold standard, he set our course and doom, okay?
I agree.
Well,
I agree 100%.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And that's what's killing...
drawn and quartered for that.
That's why we're arguing the minimum wage thing, because if we were still on a gold standard, the commodity prices would remain stable to the price of gold.
No, because gold is now traded, isn't it? Gold is so much more complicated now because people park money inside it, they invest in it, use it as a prospecting.
If you look on average, the price of all commodities relative to gold is equal, and it stays equal.
The problem with your assertion there, because I used to be in your camp and saying we should go back to the gold standard. The problem with that is if we would have never went off it, our economy is chained to that, and we couldn't have inflated. What we have now is we don't have an inflation problem yet. We will, but not yet. We have a deflationary problem, and that's why Ben Bernanke is flooding the system with all this money because there's not enough in the system.
And we're going to have to pay for that very soon.
The deflation is what causes the problem. So what you have is if we would have never went off the gold standard, our economy would have never grown over the last 30 years like it has. It couldn't have. We can't find enough gold. There's not enough gold.
I think the problem is not the gold standard. It's that the dollar is traded on the oil standard right now.
Well, we are the petrodollar. That is true.
So, and herein lies the problem. When you don't control or have most of the world's oil,
that's
changing.
I kind of think we do.
That's changing. Yes, that is changing.
I think
how fast is it changing, and why is the president putting up roadblocks to changing that?
Oh, that's political. Well, he wanted to get his green friends to block that, and he get Warren Buffett owns the pipe to the railway.
No, no, no.
That's
all
political.
About Buffett. Put South Theory in there, dog. You know what? We're getting ready to go to the top of our break, Doc.
Thanks
I wish,
a lot.
Caller. I wish
Thanks
you could call back in, though. I enjoy you coming in here, but you know, don't bum rush us. Let's just discuss it, you know, point by point, because I think that we both see maybe we see that we're saying some of the same things.
Absolutely.
So, we'll see what's going on, and we'll go from there. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after these messages. And it's got to be here soon, very soon.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. But anyway, it's got to be. Well,
there it is.
There we go.
There it is.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Stabbed to death inside her home Saturday night. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Investigators in Valley Springs, southeast of Sacramento, say they have collected fingerprints and what they believe is DNA from the home where the young girl was murdered. Still, police are going door to door looking for clues. People who live in the rural area say there are quite a few hiding spots.
There are a lot of empty homes and outbuildings.
The little girl was found stabbed after her brother discovered an intruder in the family home. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's a first. In Major League Sports, NBA veteran center Jason Collins tells Sports Illustrated he's gay. Collins is now a free agent. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney wants to
commend him for his courage and support him in his, in this effort and hope that his fans and his team support him going forward.
Tim Tebow was waived by the New York Jets today, the end of an unsuccessful one-season experiment in New York. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is the 20th anniversary of the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, honoring those who saved lives in World War II and those who remember.
Many are elderly and frail, over 130 former soldiers who helped liberate the Nazi death camps in World War II, and 800 survivors of those camps came to mark the 20th anniversary of the Holocaust Memorial Museum, congratulated by former President Bill Clinton.
The Holocaust Memorial will be our conscience, and will be here as our conscience.
Since its opening in 1993, the museum has had 30 million visitors. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
The first female soldier to flee the U.S. for Canada to avoid the Iraq War is to be court-martialed today in Colorado. PFC Kimberly Rivera is charged with desertion and faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where
Introducing a new, faster way for your business to communicate. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancedptt3. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios. In head-to-head competition with Toyota, Ford had better fuel economy in every segment. Stop in now at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer and get a Fusion with 0% financing for 60 months.
Goldsmith can't guarantee 50% fewer strokes your next time out, but at their anniversary event, you can save as much as 50% on the best gear in the game. With deals on tailor-made rocket balls, FootJoy shoes, Callaway balls, and plenty more, Golfsmith's anniversary event is your source for the latest gear at the guaranteed lowest price. Because saving power is the goal, but huge savings are guaranteed. Get to Golfsmith today and save up to 50% on your best game yet, because these deals won't last long.
This time it's personal. Tune in to News Talk 600 WSOM for the local talk show that stimulates your mind and relates to you. Weekdays from noon to 3, Afternoons with Tracy and Friends engages the Valley in conversation about everything from local issues to important global topics. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Personal talk that keeps you thinking. Weekdays from noon to 3. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Man, oh man, you drag a dollar bill through a minimum wage discussion, and you see what you get, man.
Yeah, really. Really?
That's something else.
That's a shame that caller had to leave. I would have liked to have debated him some more.
Yeah, I would have too.
Because it's my understanding you're better off when you have a stable currency and you're in a constant state of deflation. Because then every year your wages buy more and more stuff, because as production increases, the price of things goes down. So instead of being able to buy a Chevrolet this year, next year I can buy a Cadillac with the same wage.
Sure, sure.
You know.
So you figure it out sooner or later.
A Model T cost $400 less the last year of production than it did the first, and all the time it was being produced, Henry Ford was raising wages. So
yeah. It
works. We just forgot how to make it work.
Yeah, but you can't do it artificially. You have to do it for a reason.
Right.
South Carolina, you're in the air. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just wondering if you guys looked at Cleveland and their draft.
Oh, man. I'm so upset. But you know what? I want the season to start so bad that I'm less upset about that than anything else, because I just want to see whether we have enough tools to win over 6 games. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't know. They didn't get very much in the draft, but at the same time, where we got beat at last year was two places, and I think that they addressed that in the people that they've acquired or that they intend
right.
to acquire. And so, I'm you know, we needed somebody in the cornerback position that could deal with the pass, because that's what they're killing us at, is those long passes, you know. And you know, they kind of stepped up last year, but you know, it remains to be seen. I'm a little concerned.
Well, they.
Well, I tell you
first...
what, though, the guy that they're calling Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of the draft, Justice Cunningham.
Uh-huh.
He's not Mr. Irrelevant. The dude, he just flew way up under the radar when he got like Ace Sanders and some of the other wide receivers that South Carolina had. This dude is 6'7", a good 280. He's a tight end.
Wow.
He's a beast. He is a beast, man. But
at 280, I would
say. Because he played where he played, and there were so many other, you know, good receivers under Steve Spurrier. Well, they're going to see. He's not Mr. Irrelevant. He'll be playing on somebody's team.
They said this is the first time in history the second round draft choice is going to make more money than the first round draft choice, because the second round draft choice is going to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
No state taxes, so he's going to make more money in the first round.
But
yeah.
If you guys look at it, if you notice it, I don't think there's ever been another year where there were no running backs taken. No running backs, Charlie, and no quarterbacks, you know, except for Manuel and that other kid. Geno Smith and Manuel, but
yeah,
I was shocked when they pulled Manuel. So I'm saying, when they took E.J. Manuel, I was shocked. I never would have picked him. I'd have picked Matt Barkley over him.
Well, it's going to be interesting, like I said, because Pittsburgh doesn't look that great either, and so I'm okay with that, because of course I hate Pittsburgh, but you know, but I want to see what my Browns are going to do this year. I like what the coach is talking about and how he's changed his defense, because he changed the way the defense works so that he could cover that pass. And I think that our guys are ample, while you got this new guy they have to work with, Jabal Sheard, that can rush those sides and get into that quarterback. Because, you know, we didn't do a bad job of getting to that quarterback this year, but we got tired on the second half. And that's what they have to address. So it's going to be fun, but I'm looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward.
You think they might be able to beat the Maslin Tigers?
But
you think they might be able to beat the Maslin Tigers once this year?
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
Hey, man, Maslin. You got to be from Northeast Ohio to understand Maslin.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Football City, USA.
But hey, every boy that's born down in Maslin is born with a football in his hand.
Yep. Yep, they put a football in every boy's crib in Maslin City Hospital. Absolutely.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Them and Steubenville, Ohio, where they're having a big controversy.
Yeah. There's a big problem down there.
Yeah. It's unfortunate too, because that's huge football player town, and things like that. You know, what you gonna do? Hey, I'm gonna play your song, Sticks.
All right.
We were talking about playing this song. It's a song called "Accidental Racist" by Mr. Brad Paisley, and it's featuring LL Cool J. And just want to see what people think about it. You know, in this last hour, we're just taking it easy. We're not trying to raise any dust or anything like that. So we're going to see what people think about this. But we'll be right back after this song. Thank you.
give up's down on me. I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinner fan. The red flag on my chest somehow's like the elephant in the corner of the south. And I just walked him right in the room. Proud rebel son with an old can of worms, looking like I got a lot to learn. But from my point of view, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland, trying to understand what it's like now. Not everything we've done, and it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start this nation. We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday, and caught between Southern pride. Southern blame. They called it Reconstruction. Fixed the buildings, dried some tears. We're still sifting through the rubble after 150 years. I'll try to put myself in your shoes, and that's a good place to begin. Ain't like I can walk a mile in someone else's skin. 'Cause I'm a white man living in the Southland. Just like you, I'm more than what you see. I'm proud of where I'm from, and not everything we've done.
Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle, dodging invisible white hood. And when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't here. If you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. Mason Dixon needs some fixing.
I hope you understand what this is all about.
Quite frankly, I'm a black Yankee, but I've been thinking about this lately.
I'm a son of the new South.
The past is the past, you feel me?
And I just want to make things right.
Let bygones be bygones.
All that's left. Southern pride.
R.I.P. Robert E. Lee.
what I mean? It's real. It's real. It's true.
Accidental racist Brad Paisley, how are you? 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. What did you think about that song? Anybody that heard it, listened to it, I thought it was pretty well done. And I thought it had a view of what people don't see about each other. I brought up last week a situation where somebody posted something about the Trayvon Martin case. And my view is, with what I know of the case, is I think that Mr. Zimmerman caused the situation to happen. That's my view, because I know how it is to be in a strange neighborhood and get lost and don't know how to get out if you're somewhere where you don't live normally. Mr. Zimmerman, of course, was trying to protect his neighborhood where they had had break-ins at, and he was on the block watch. In my thought, I thought that he didn't take into account that his situation, he should have watched what happened, because he was not identified as a policeman, as a watch block person, or anything. And he just was out there, following this guy. Now, this guy's in a strange neighborhood. He's not a small person, he's dressed in maybe something that the people in that neighborhood would not dress in, and so he's automatically suspect, being African American, young, and walking down the street at the same time. I understand the nuances on both sides, but just like in this song, you had the guys, he's wearing a rebel flag because he's a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, and it's not understood by the black guy, because the rebel flag means to us that, hey, you guys were brought here as slaves and you should have stayed that way. And that's the scary thing. South Erie, if you ever want to talk. but that's the thing.
Being down here from the South, I mean, I remember when Hank Williams Jr. went on his a concert tour, and they had made some rebel flags up with a picture of him in the center, you know.
Right.
And, you know, for me, being from down here, that aspect of it never bothered me, because a lot of my friends, I'm talking about 100%, I'm going to go to a fight. If they jump on you, we going to jump on them type buddies. You know, I sleep over at your house and eat at your table type buddies. You know, they had rubber flags. They didn't bother me. You know, hell, I mean, I had one. So it was just something that happened. I mean, it didn't bother me none. I mean, it wasn't until after, you know, this whole thing started, you know, about in South Carolina was it a big issue. But, mm-hmm. but the whole problem was, you know, they wanted to talk about South Carolina, yet, you know, the state of, you know, Georgia had the flag incorporated into their state flag. So, you know, it's one of those crazy things, man. I mean, like the guy singing the song, you know, he can't go back and change the fact that your ancestors were the slave and his ancestors were slave masters. There's nothing
right.
you can do about that. You can do everything you can to deal with what's happening today. And don't let people suck you into to that kind of hatred.
Well, that's absolutely the case. Nobody can undo history. History happened already, and it is what it is. We just have to look at whether we're going to continue to have those ideas or not. And, you know, of course, you know, there's a lot of people that have that thought that, you know, because just because of your color or because of something you're wearing that you are automatically a certain type of a person. You know.
Well, we got to start talking.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have said that a lot, Jeff. That the elitists and the people can't stand the fact that you and I can sit down and have a discussion. And we've got to start looking past the clothing that we're wearing, and we got to start looking at each other's hearts and souls.
Right. Absolutely. And when you do, you start realizing that there's no huge differences.
No.
You know, there might be differences of things you like to do, not like to do, et cetera, et cetera. But that has nothing to do with it. Listening to certain music. You know, I like country. Now, I won't play country all day long, but I still appreciate it, and I appreciate, you know, the musicianship in it, but I also like classical, too.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah?
I ain't listening to polka music. I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry. I ain't going to listen to polka music.
Well, you know, I have to play polka music with as many weddings as I do, you know?
Oh, my mother's family's German, and, yeah, I grew up with polka music, and...
Yeah.
But we ain't playing no polka music.
You mean at your daughter's wedding you're not going to have a good polka going
no.
on?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
I bet you it's going
chicken
to happen.
Dance. We'll have the chicken dance.
Somewhere. Roll out the barrel, baby.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, excuse me, everybody. I'm still got this cold, fighting this cold, but you know what? It's got to be over here now, and I'm not going for this one. But the idea that we can let ourselves be separated so that people can take advantage of the system to take our money from us is what's so crazy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as long as the power brokers on both sides can keep us fighting, we can't realize that we've got more in common than we don't have in common.
That's true, absolutely.
You know,
true.
We all love our wives and children. We all want to have a good life. We all want to put food on the table, and we all want to take care of our families. And if we can come together on those things, you know, we can change the entire country.
Oh, no doubt about it. We'd be able to change the world. And you know, whatever it is, we're going to make you here at Tracy and Friends. We're going to make you think, if nothing else. We may not convince you of, you know, what we think and believe to be true and right, but at least we'll make you think so that we can start moving in a direction that's positive.
Well, it's too easy to get caught into groupthink. I mean, we all, if we're not careful, we all fall into it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're surrounded by the same people every day and they say the same thing and you listen to the same music and the same TV shows and you never step outside of your comfort zone, you'll never grow as a human being. And I'll tell you what, hanging out with you and Tracy has moved my comfort zone a long way from where it used to be.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And you know, we'll get there. We'll get there one day. At least the people that there'll be a set of people that will get there. Let's put it that way. Everybody won't always understand. Everybody always won't get it, and that's just an unfortunate part of life. Just unfortunate.
Well, what bothers me is the people that are getting paid to cause hate and discontent between the races. That's the thing that drives me crazy.
No doubt about it. And that's when you see that Al Sharpton. Well, actually, Al Sharpton is not trying to keep races apart. He's trying to keep conservatives and Christians out of the political process, and that's what his job is, to wipe that dynamic out. Because if he can make them homophobic and all of this other stuff, why the heck did they get the term homophobic?
It's a made up term, just like Islamophobia and Christophobia.
I'm not afraid of any of those things. You understand?
No, I'm not. I'm just not going to tell you it's right.
No.
I don't care what you want to do in your bedroom. That's none of my business. But don't tell me it's right, and don't make my preacher marry you, and don't let my kid's school teacher tell them it's normal when it ain't.
Well, that's where we're at. That's where we have this NBA player, Mr. Jason Collins, stepping out. What do you think about that, you guys? You know, you have this guy who has announced that he is now a gay in the NBA, and then he's been put on.
it adds a whole new dynamic to the word free agent, don't it?
I'm sorry. We're fired after today anyway, so
yeah.
We said it, okay?
That's okay. No, I don't know. What wasn't it Woody Hayes said we were better off when the air was clean and sex was dirty?
Oh, man. This is crazy. But,
are you looking at that?
What they're doing now?
Oh, Russians. They just found these. They found these jihadists, and they ain't taking no prisoners, man. They're blowing the buildings up.
Oh no, yeah, the Chechens. Where are Mr.
Yeah, Chechens.
Mr. Sarnaev came from. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't play in Russia.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but. I don't know what they're calling me for. I can't do anything about that, I don't think.
What's that?
They got a letter coming into the studio. I don't know. So, anyway, but the Chechens aren't playing around. You know, they're not playing around whatsoever. And the bottom line is that, I don't know if we can do that. Yeah, we're not authorized, so they'll have to bring it back. But that was on air. Things that are going on. But
volunteer help has very little authority.
Yeah, that's right. No, we can't do anything about that.
Besides, we're fired after today anyway.
Yeah, we're fired. It doesn't matter. We have nothing else to do with it now.
We have nothing to lose either, though. So.
No, whatever. If you want to straighten out your country, everybody, you got to get involved. You got to start making some decisions. You got to start doing some things that are going to make a difference in your community.
You got to step outside your comfort zone. I mean, you really have to, people. You have to understand what they're doing to you, what they're doing to your children, what this Common Core thing. There's just so many things that we're being bombarded with. You know, there's an attack on faith. People of faith are demonized and thought of as stupid and foolish. They're destroying your currency right in front of your eyes.
Yes, they are.
Wake up, folks. Wake up and realize what's happening to you. Because it's not... It's not Republicans, it's not Democrats, it's both. It's different factions of both that are doing it to you. There's good Democrats, there's good Republicans. You got to get rid of the socialist Democrats and the socialist Republicans. And anybody who calls himself a progressive, run.
Right. Because they don't mean us any good as far as the nation that we grew up in as what we call America. Yes, we had some things that happened in America that were not good situations.
Well, yeah. I mean, every nation has its sins.
Right.
And I think that in this country, the good we have done far outweighs our sins.
So do I.
We did terrible things to the Indians, mainly Andrew Jackson.
Right.
Prior to Andrew Jackson, the Indians were assimilating into the culture. I mean, they were just like anybody else. They weren't on reservations. They weren't ostracized. They weren't split out apart from the other people.
Right.
And the Trail of Tears and putting the Indians on reservation was just it was wrong. But it there was a change in our national. In our national psyche, and we went from divine intervention, where we believed that God was looking out for us because we were a moral people, to we started to get full of ourselves and we started to believe that God was on our side because God was on our side.
Right.
And when you do that, you look at the history of Israel. You know, every time the nation of Israel started to feel that they were there not as God's chosen people, but because they were God's chosen people and it didn't matter what they did, that God would always bless them. He always knocked them down a peg.
And he always used his enemies to do it.
Yep.
You know, and you have to understand that, now that's where we get into a whole other dynamic that most people don't know or understand, because at most people follow their belief in Christianity. They follow it as a matter, you know, of, you know, what they're taught in church. They don't get in depth to figure out, well, why were the children of Israel called the chosen people, and what were they chosen for, and to do? And the thing is they were to be the bloodline that brought the Savior,
right?
And they were, and because God chose them and designated them as that, they have a special place. Now, this is what some people would teach against. Now, this, you know, they have a special place in the world as a result. How can such a small group of people always end up coming out on top, even after you killed 2.5 million of them?
Right.
You know, or right, however many they killed during the, you know, the Holocaust. It's remarkable. But at the same time, you know, I have nothing against my Arabic friends that I know deserve to be treated fairly and to have a homeland and to do some of the things that, you know, that they, you know, that they want to do. But the thing is how is that going to match historical fact, et cetera, and why does that have to include what is happening on the front here with all the blowing up of people and blowing up of innocent people? No war front, not just attacking military targets, mm-hmm, but attacking civilian targets.
8-year-old like boys.
Like that's a good thing to do.
Huh? I mean, I don't understand the mentality that where you could put a bomb on purpose right next to an 8-year-old boy.
I don't
And look him square in the eye and walk off.
I don't understand that either.
You know, I just don't understand that. I don't understand that philosophy, that mentality, and I just can't get there. But we have to understand that this is physics, and I think there's 5 steps to every great civilization, and it's from bondage to great courage, from great courage to great wealth. No, from great courage to freedom, from freedom to wealth,
mm-hmm,
from wealth to apathy, and apathy back to bondage. I guess that's 6 steps. And it's happened throughout history to every great society. And I'm afraid for the United States of America that at this point we are at the apathetic stage.
Mm. Well, I guess we are, because people don't care. They don't care what they vote for. They don't care what don't stand for. I'm amiss because of that, because when people are threatening to make things be a certain way, we're not challenging.
Well, what kind of a leader do we have, or group of leaders,
mm-hmm,
when you have, and they're not real cuts, they're just cuts to the rate of growth, but yet they're making life miserable on purpose. Instead of sitting down with a pencil and paper and looking at the budgets and trying to figure out the least painful cuts, they want to find the most painful cuts. What kind of a leader does that to his people?
Mm.
What kind of a group of leaders does that to their people?
I don't know.
You know, they're spending several million dollars for air traffic, for upgrades to the air traffic control system.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to pass a law in order to get the president to finally shift money back to controllers from expansion. Why wouldn't that just be a no-brainer on the president's part? Say, okay, listen, we're gonna keep the air traffic controllers on the job, and we're gonna cut back in other areas.
Well, because he's playing politics with this, and he doesn't care how many of the public are going to be inconvenienced by the thing. He's going to make the Republicans look bad by stating that, you know, hey, they don't mean you any good. This is a Band-Aid attempt, and we're going to be okay with that, and we're going to let it rip. And it doesn't matter how bad you are. It doesn't matter how good you, how bad you are. It just matters how bad off you are, I should say, where you have to stay at the airport for 10 hours.
Well, you want to talk about tone deaf. Joe Biden goes to France and spends $585,000 on a hotel room for one night.
One night. Now, why? What in the world would he have to do? Now, he travels with an entourage, no doubt. I'm with that. But $500,000 for one night stay? Why don't y'all give me $250,000 so I can stay a whole week or something somewhere?
They used to worry about optics. Our politicians used to worry about optics. And it seems like they've come to a point where they realize, or at least believe, that they are the be-all, end-all, and they have become royalty. And it doesn't matter what they do, you're going to like it. You know, the president keeps talking about Robin Hood. And people forget the story of Robin Hood. Robin Hood was stealing from a corrupt government to give the tax money back to the people that earned it.
That's what
he wasn't robbing the rich to give to the poor. He was robbing the government, the king.
That was stealing and committing usury.
Right.
For that purpose.
Back to the taxpayers. I mean, I could do with some serious Robin Hood right now.
Me three, and I'm going to try to pay some of these bills here while we're doing that. Coming up on our last break of the day, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff and Sticks in the air chair today. Tracy will be back tomorrow in the second hour. And talking about what you want to talk about, and we'll be right back after we hear what Mr. LaVoy says on the news and pay a couple bills. Be right back.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Firefighters found a dead man inside a home that had been on fire in Goshen Township. The body was found late Saturday night after firefighters extinguished the blaze. The Mahoning County coroner will now work to determine the cause of the man's death. The state fire marshal is working to investigate the fire at the house. A Coatesville man was flown to a burn unit Saturday after he accidentally caught himself on fire. Officials say Francis Camus spilled some accelerant on himself when he was burning branches and brush in his yard. He had severe burns to the lower half of his body. And police say 10 children and 4 adults taken to hospitals after a charter bus overturned in central Ohio did not appear to have any life-threatening injuries. A Columbus police dispatcher says the bus apparently turned over on its side while traveling on a ramp from I-70 eastbound to I-270 yesterday morning. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? then we may be looking for you. We are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Accessible, affordable. Those are the two most popular reasons our students choose Eastern Gateway Community College. Eastern Gateway is one of the fastest growing colleges in Ohio because students recognize this is a great place to get their career prepared or to get transfer bound. We have programs that are in demand in the health, public services, engineering, IT, business, and social services. You can apply at Eastern Gateway Community College by calling 1-800-68-COLLEGE, extension 212, or go on our website, egcc.edu.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
A gout attack may prevent you from participating in everyday events that are your greatest joys. The most common form of inflammatory arthritis in men, gout affects millions of Americans. Gout attacks, which some have described as feeling like a severe burn, may occur when uric acid levels build up. Without ongoing management, gout may prevent you from enjoying life's simple pleasures. Learn more about managing this chronic illness at www.goutliving.org. This message brought to you by...
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, anti-free market, and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and friends in the last quarter. 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. We've been talking about a number of things that's going on and a number of things that we want to bring to your attention so that you kind of shake it up out there and wake up a little bit so that we can get ourselves together and not be played politically all the time and let people just say and do whatever and control us. I could care less about a basketball player being gay in the NBA. I could care less, you know, that, you know, you live in your system that you live in and that's what you do. I mean, that's your business. But it is not my business, and nor is it your business to try to make me accept your business. That's the difference. I don't hate you. I don't dislike you at all. I mean, there's nothing like that. You're a person just like I am. You have the same needs and wants, the whatever it's focused on. And, you know, I'm not against you because you feel like you feel. It's just about standards of how people are trying to smooth the lines between religion, smooth the lines between what is really true about life, what is a right and what isn't. Nobody says, and if the left wants to have the right to work for minimum wage, then they need to have the right to work.
Well, I think we've gotten so far away from just freedom, you know. And what bothers me is the people that honestly believe that their labor isn't worth anything more than minimum wage.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
I personally, I have never worked for minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
My labor and my talents have always been worth more than that. And I never really, I just don't understand how somebody can get into the mindset that the only thing they're worth is the minimum.
How about when you were in high school? Still never?
Well, I worked for farmers. I mean, I baled a lot of hay for $2 an hour.
Okay, so I mean,
which was less than minimum, which was way less than minimum wage.
Yeah,
but
I
that I don't know. In a way, that doesn't count because they were all friends and helping out, and there was a lot of pay that wasn't in a monetary form there.
Right.
You know, I work for guys that tell you to back your car up and fill a car up with gas, you know, and things like that. You know, and everybody ate good. Everybody ate real good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, they don't understand how they've destroyed a whole part of culture.
Well, for example, when I was about 5 or 6 years old, my grandparents lived in the little town of Sandyville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go visit Grandma and Grandpa, and I would walk down the street to the little Amoco station here, little gas station, two pumps, one garage bay. And I would push a broom for a couple hours or whatever, or tinker around there, and the guy would give me a bottle of pop. And he didn't ask me to come, but he didn't run me off.
Right.
And I learned something. I'm not sure what I learned, but I learned to push a broom, I suppose. Today, if that happened, somebody would go to jail.
Right.
You know, because, oh, my God, that kid's around gasoline, or that kid's around caustic chemicals, or, you know, we're destroying our youth. You know, every child wants two things instinctively. They want to learn, and they want to work.
Right.
And we're building a society where we are taking away that incentive for both things. With all of our stupid, foolish rules and regulations. Do you realize you can't hire a 16-year-old kid to get on a 6-foot step ladder and wash windows?
Yes, I do realize that. Do you realize?
Have you ever heard anything? Have you ever seen anything that stupid in your life?
Do you realize that over in the last 3 years that that this administration has made it so that your neighbor cannot have his child drive the tractor to help clean the harvest?
Farm Bureau said they got that overturned.
They did?
That's what I've understood.
Okay,
I know it's not stopping any of my neighbors from putting the kids on tractors.
Well, of course it shouldn't.
But I can't hire a kid where when I was that age, 12, 13, 14 years old, they could put me on a tractor if they needed to. They could put me on a tractor and let me rake hay.
Exactly.
And today, you have to be 16 years old, and you have to have a tractor driver's license to hire a kid to do that kind of work. That's why, and this goes back to our earlier caller, he doesn't understand the jobs that don't exist anymore. Farmers don't make square bales anymore because they can't afford the labor.
That's exactly
can't find the labor partially, and you can't afford the labor when you can find it because of all the stuff that goes with it.
And that's the point. And, you know, what are you going to do with that? You know,
kids don't need to be spending all summer sitting on their duffs playing video games. I mean, you've got to do something where they can get summer jobs. And, you know, quit demonizing the people that to hire a kid from experience, to hire a kid and give them their first job is a real pain in the neck.
Yes, it is.
Because they have to have their hands held.
Absolutely.
And
because they don't know how to work. And
right.
That's why I was trying to tell him all entry-level jobs are not equal.
Right. And so why not make a system by which 12, 13, 14-year-old kids can go to work and earn a little bit of money, but the real thing that they are earning is experience. You know, even if it's just show up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you work till noon and you take a 15-minute lunch break and you go home at 4.
Work etiquette.
Yeah, work ethic.
That's right,
you know,
and ethics.
My daughter had enough cash saved to pay for her first semester of college.
Wow.
She wrote her own check.
Is that something?
And she wrote a check. She wrote a check for her dorm room and her tuition.
And
any kid can do that.
Yeah, but they can't do it if they can't go to one of these entry level jobs and are able to get it done.
Right. She started working in a grocery store at 16 years old. As a matter of fact, she didn't even 15. She was under 16. She was 15 and a half because I had to drive her until she was old enough to get her driver's license.
Right.
And that little mom-and-pop grocery store employed somewhere between 10 and 15 high school kids at all times. They would let kids take off for football season, and say a kid that played basketball and didn't play football would come and work football season, and then they'd swap kids out. They reworked schedules so kids could play sports.
Right.
Walmart ain't going to do that.
Nope.
Walmart's not going to hire somebody that's under 18 years old. And Walmart can raise something a half a penny to cover an increase in minimum wage, and the small grocery store has to raise it a buck and a half.
That's what they don't. That dynamic is not understood. you know, it's not understood. You know, when somebody's selling, you know, 1,000 items a day, the person that sells 50 items a day cannot compete.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
And in order to compete by being allowed to pay lesser for labor, that gives them the edge to compete with a Walmart. Because I can guarantee you there are a lot of elderly people living in Beloit and Sebring that would rather go to that little grocery store and buy their groceries than go to Walmart.
Oh, I agree.
There's a lot of elderly people that don't want to go to Walmart.
Right.
They don't want that big box experience. They want to go to a small grocery store like they've went to their whole lives.
Uh-huh.
But these rules and regulations and minimum wage laws are driving all of those folks out of business.
Well, we're going to try to do something about this one day, Sticks. I don't know.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to collapse.
Yeah.
That's my big fear, is it's going to reset all at once. And when it is not going to be pretty for anybody.
I don't think so either. But, hey, this is what we've come to here in 2013, that, you know, the systems that once were great are starting to now have issues and problems that are insurmountable, and that we're going to need to survive.
Well, you're a suburban kind of guy. I mean, you grew up in the inner city, but you moved to the suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
At what point did you notice coming up, because you're a little bit older than I am, that parents didn't want their children to work? Because we get callers all the time that, you know, them kids don't have no business working, they need to be in school.
Well, in my growing up, that never happened. And I don't think that it really has happened everywhere. I think in suburbia, it happens more so than it happens inside the cities. Because the people inside the city still want to work. And when you want to work and can't find it, it's a frustrating experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very frustrating. And, you know, but see, in the suburbs, those people have a different concept because of economics. Their economics are different. They don't have to, their kids don't have to necessarily work. If they had, you know, mom and dad were good financial planners and they were able to set up to where their school was going to be paid for, this, that, and the other, because they worked even a GM job, you know, or any other type of Packard GM, electric steel mill, whatever it was, if they could go through that, set so many dollars aside, those dollars start working for you back the other way then.
But do you think the parents that did that have more of an attitude of the kid needs to work just because the kid needs to work than the parents that don't do that?
It's very possible. There's so many dynamics.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big dynamic, but you know, when did we decide that our kids didn't need summer jobs? I mean, that's my big thing. Every kid. I was helping my dad do a floor, and I said this a couple weeks ago. I was helping my dad do a floor in one of my dad's rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during their Easter break. And there's this 9-year-old kid riding his bicycle up and down a street. And he stops. He says, "Oh, I would love to help you guys." Mm-hmm. I can't let that kid push a broom.
He sure can't.
You know, I can't let him do anything.
For fear that somebody reports you.
Or he cuts his finger.
Right.
And he gets sued. You know, and you get sued because he cut his little finger.
And you didn't carry any workers' comp.
Right. Right.
The world is crazy. And, you know, the lawyers and the leftists have destroyed it all.
You know what Shakespeare said?
That?
Shakespeare said, first kill all the lawyers.
That's what he said. And that's what he said. And that takes you to the joke, you know, there's a dead lawyer in the middle of the road and a dead straight snake in the middle of the road. How do you tell the difference in between which one it was?
I don't know.
Skid marks in front of the snake.
That's why you heard the one about the shipwreck?
No.
You know why the sharks didn't attack the lawyer?
Professional courtesy.
Professional courtesy.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Mark's not going to like us very much.
No. Well, my dad was a lawyer, so I'm okay with it. Well, anyway, we're coming near the end of the day here, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in today, and we'll be back here tomorrow with another broadcast. We encourage you to voice your view. Give us a call. You know, it's a slow news day. We understand. But we'll be back afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Love you. See you.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. The White House is applauding NBA veteran Jason Collins for becoming the first player in the four major professional sports to come out as gay. More from ABC's Ann Compton.
The White House offered warm words for the NBA's Jason Collins.
Commend him for his courage.
Press Secretary Jay Carney.
And hope that his fans and his team support him going forward.
Carney calls it an example of progress in the country on changing attitudes on gay rights. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
A jury in Los Angeles is hearing opening arguments in a lawsuit by Michael Jackson's mother against the concert promoter she claims failed to properly investigate Dr. Conrad Murray, who was convicted in Jackson's death. More from ABC's David Wright in Los Angeles.
The superstar's mother, Katherine Jackson, and other family members filed the case, alleging that concert promoter AEG Live is ultimately responsible for his death. The Jacksons argue AEG relentlessly pushed him to perform his This Is It tour, despite plenty of red flags.
Katherine Jackson seeking billions of dollars in damages. Federal officials have approved New Jersey's plans to spend nearly $2 billion in grants to rebuild after Superstorm Sandy. The announcement was made today, 6 months after the storm struck.